The National Youth Mental Health Foundation headspace appears to be in disarray after the resignation of its CEO and five board members. One of the organisation's founders, the former Australian of the Year Patrick McGorry, is downplaying the turmoil, insisting headspace has a promising future. But others working in the youth mental health sector disagree. Samantha Donovan reports.
Headspace was set up a decade ago to provide mental health services to Australians aged between 12 and 25. Young people can seek help at a Headspace centre or through its online and phone services. But it appears the organisation is in trouble. One of the architects of the Headspace model, Professor Patrick McGorry, has confirmed this morning that the organisation's CEO, Chris Tanti, and five board members resigned earlier this week. Professor McGorry sits on the Headspace board. He's told the ABC's John Fain that to understand the resignations, it's necessary to be aware of what he calls the policy context.
Last November, the Prime Minister and the Health Minister announced very sweeping changes to the way health services and specifically mental health services would be provided in Australia via the primary health networks. And that change, which comes into effect or came into effect on the 1st of July, would mean that Headspace's role as a national office, as a national organisation, would shrink very significantly. They wouldn't provide any programs anymore directly, and they would shrink to a much smaller accreditation, data and support role to the primary health networks and the centres themselves. So a much smaller organisation. And so a governance review was undertaken.
Professor McGorry acknowledged to John Fain there has been some tension in the organisation.
We've just seen a very big process of change, and of course that does create tensions. You probably saw the outgoing CEO expressing some frustration during the election campaign in the media about this big change to Headspace's role.
And conflicts of interest between the constituent parts of what I'll call your empire.
Well, it's a service system actually providing very positive outcomes for young people.
13 staff who left and didn't get their contracts renewed. Half a board that's gone, a CEO has gone. There's far more to this than we're being told is the suggestion.
Yeah, I can imagine why some people might say that.
The outgoing CEO of Headspace, Chris Tanti, and Professor Ian Hickey, who resigned from the board in 2012, declined the World Today's requests for interviews. Matt Noffs is the CEO of the Ted Noffs Foundation. It helps disadvantaged young people with drug and alcohol problems. Mr. Noffs isn't surprised Headspace appears to be in trouble.
If you look back at the history of Headspace, the beginnings were truly exciting. There was a sense that there was going to be a partnership amongst different fields working together. But saying that, there was a lot of money coming into this early on. And as this project scaled, the promise of 100 centres and hundreds of millions of dollars, that excitement quickly became disappointment as we saw Professor Hickey leave the board and confusion happen amongst the field as to what this organisation was actually doing. I believe little evidence to show that they've worked with young, marginalised young people who needed it more than anyone else.
Do you believe there are problems with the model itself?
To say that you're just going to have 100 of these centres, I always question why 100? Why was this number picked out? Well, normally when we do things in the field of mental health or drugs, you're thinking about what communities need. You're thinking about where the communities are. You're thinking about local needs. You're not thinking about it like McDonald's would. We would like to have 100 restaurants around the country. This would be good for business. That's not the way you think about it. A cookie-cutter approach fails.
Matt Noffs from the Ted Noffs Foundation, ending that report from Samantha Donovan.